Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Lock Station.
Ooh,
that would be a little weird. That's where Brad Locke is quartered at all times.
Brad Locke.
Brad Locke, DBL. Lockdown Corner. Bulldog Sports Radio. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. So many great gift ideas right now. And we told you we had a contest for you. Mm-hmm. Here it is. So what you got to do. Now, you got to follow the letter of the law on this. All right? We're not going to accept any substitutes. You got to tweet. You got to tag me. You got to tag Robbie. You got to tag Strange Brew Coffeehouse. And you got to say, hey, those three accounts. It would be a little weird if Brupolo was in, and then you got to let me know what city you're from, all right? So I'll just go ahead and tell you right now, the winner of this will not be from Meridian. They will not be from Biloxi. They will not be from Tupelo. Obviously, it would be not be weird at all if Brupolo is in Tupelo, so they're out automatically. All right, I want to see as obscure as we can get. And if you win, we're going to pick, let's say, four or five winners this year, We'll do it over the next week. And you win, we're going to send you a little gift from Strange Brew Coffee House.
Yeah.
So, little holiday cheer.
Yes.
Courtesy of myself, Robbie, and our friend Shane over at Strange Brew Coffee House. So, again, hey, at Brian Haydad, at Robbie Falk on three, at SB Coffee House. It would be a little weird if Brupolo was in Yakna.
Yes.
All right.
That would be the way to go.
Exactly.
I'm really looking forward to this.
If you can attach photos of yourself proving that you're in these cities, that will be, you know, because I'll go ahead and tell you right now. If you say, hey, it'd be a little weird. Let me pull up this map here real quick. It'd be a little weird if Brupolo was in Cornish. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, hey, you won. Here's your, what's your mailing address? And you tell me, yeah, it's so-and-so, and I'm in South Haven. You're out. You got to live in the community where you're telling me that you're from. Okay?
And it needs to be obscure.
I want some authenticity.
Authenticity.
To this. That's what I want. So
we need a certificate of authenticity from the community you're from. I am from...
Like on the Bradford Exchange?
Yeah, sure.
You know, those people, they do all the... The little figurines and stuff.
Yeah.
So I got a story about that in a minute.
You can have your figurine for five easy payments of $99.99.
Right. You know, no interest.
Right.
For 90 days.
Exactly. Just right, a certificate of authenticity for you to hang up.
Hey, at Brian Haydad, at Robbie Falk 13, at SBC Coffeehouse. It'd be a little weird if Brupolo was in
blank.
And you can win.
What if there's a blank Mississippi?
I don't know if there is, but if there is, I want to see it. I want to see it.
I'll take it.
Oh. That's one of those things I can't take out anymore.
Live television, ladies and gentlemen.
It really is. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not cooking out, you want to let somebody else do it. So many great steakhouses around the state of Mississippi. Go eat at one this weekend. Enjoy it. You know, we're almost to Thanksgiving. We'll let the turkey have his day. But until then, November can be a cow month. So.
Movember. Sure.
Make it happen. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers. Nope. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and I know that you are looking for it. So, Get after it. Go get some right now. The holidays are here. You haven't shopped at College Corner yet. I know you're going to before we get to Christmas. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starville's flagship restaurant. Lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, the best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. It's Monday as we're recording. I was craving Restaurant Tyler today. I wish they were open. Guys, we got to get open on Monday. We got to.
What do we have against Monday?
I gotta be
in
honest
this
with
town.
You. Just close on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday is a very mundane day. We need you on Monday.
We need you on Monday.
Monday is like, you know, we got to get out of bed. It's very tough.
Yeah.
We need something for pick me up. Tuesday
I need
is
some
your
crawfish sauce.
Tuesday is like, what happens on Tuesday?
Nothing.
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 Wednesday, you're getting over the hump, so we're good. But Monday is. We need it.
Thursday, I might fall apart. It's Friday, I'm in love.
That's
exactly.
Right.
So, we're just saying, Restaurant Tyler, please help us out there. We want to enjoy a great blue plate on Mondays. The best place to do it is Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and let them show you not only where they're located through that website, but they're going to show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you don't want to have to wait around. You want a level of service you can only get with Priority One Bank. They treat you like a neighbor. They are a community bank at heart, despite the fact that they give you all of the financial freedom that the big corporate banks do. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie, we are about to talk about Jeff Lebby's press conference. I guarantee we will talk more about it than he actually talked today.
100%.
6 minutes. 6 minutes the man was done. Now, again, and
I'm intrigued to know what the sign is.
Well, what I'm going to say is this. Two things. One, it's not. I feel like I have to say it every week, but it's like it's not like they're rushing us out of there. All right?
No, like we're done.
We ask our questions, he answers them, we look around, we're done. All right? There's not a lot of questions to be asked. But it's crazy, and I can't wait to see what Venable's press conference is. I want to compare them again. If I get a hold of Lebby, if I get him in like more of an informal setting at any time soon, maybe after signing day or something like that, I'm going to be like, I want to ask you about this. Like, is it Venables or is it the Oklahoma media? Which one is it? Because I can't, I feel confident the Oklahoma media, I can't, how many questions can you ask? So he's got to be given a dissertation every time he's asked a question.
I think it's probably that. I mean, it's got to be.
I'm not watching the press conferences to find out. So
no, and not an hour press conference.
That's not a bridge I'm willing to cross. All right.
What did you say it was? 8 minutes?
Six. Let me double check. Let me double check.
That might be the shortest press conference
of all time
for football I can remember. We've had some short ones for basketball, women's basketball. Stuff
Lebby
like that.
Is here, 10:29 a.m. That's it for Lebby, 10:35 a.m.
Yeah. I forgot to take my picture today. My weekly press conference picture.
Well, we'll get it next week. It'll be all right. Obviously, you know, coming off a bye week, not a ton to talk about this season, not a ton to talk about. I thought some of the interesting stuff was asked about recruiting. Talked about, you know, did they feel good where they are from a high school and JUCO perspective? Said he didn't feel like the new calendar is much of a problem in terms of, you know, he did say, he's like, I think you'll see fewer guys go wait till February this year because they're going to want to get those spots because now they don't know what's coming in the portal.
February is going to end up being reserved for like the late ads.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be
very few. And the ones who know they have a spot. Like we've talked about Caleb Cunningham a few times. He may wait till February because
that's a possibility.
He's going to be locked into basketball once the football season's over.
Mm-hmm.
And he may just want to finish that out. But he's a guy that has a spot, right? Even he's going to end up at Ole Miss, but he could flip literally anywhere in the country, and they'd be like, "Yeah, we got room. Don't worry."
Yeah.
So that's not an issue there. I guess if I had to give you the sign, and the sign today is brought to you by Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. You can see the sign with Pip Printing and Signs, and that sign is going to be the customers who are coming in and out of your door at a more frequent pace because you've gotten your message out through Pip Printing and Signs. When I tell you that they have 30 years of experience, they haven't kept the doors open that long just because they're all handsome men. Although Cam Baker, very good-looking guy. So, you know, I'm just saying, you have that working for you, too. Give Cam a call and talk to him today and say, hey, I heard about you on Thunder and Lightning. This is my business. This is what we do with printing. What can you do for us? He'll be happy to sit down and talk with you. By the way, as I've mentioned before, that phone number I'm about to give you, that's his number. That's not the office number. That's not a switchboard. It's not one of his salesmen. That's his number. That's the kind of dedication we're talking about here from the owner of the company, that he wants to talk to you directly and get everything squared away. Give him a call. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. Tell him you're a Bulldog fan so 10% of your sale can go to the Bulldog Initiative. 601-499-5216. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today. It's from his first quote. We have an opportunity to go finish the way we want to finish. Now, there's some nuance to that, right? Because they obviously didn't want to finish 4-8, and that's the best possible finish at this point. So it's not that they want to finish like that, but I guess what he's trying to say there is, hey, we have the opportunity to go finish. We can win these last two games, and that will erase some of the bad memories of this season. He talked about how even through all the frustration of this season, he has felt like the attitude has been good, and that's something that you and I have come back to a few times on this program. We've talked about how it feels like that his message is still getting through to people. And that, you know, despite the losses, he hasn't lost the locker room, that it feels like everybody's still hearing the message of Jeff Lebby. I don't have a lot of positive signs that I've taken from this season. You know, when we talked to Lebby at Media Days, when he was on Sports Talk Mississippi, he said, I want MSU fans to know at the end of this year they've got the right guy. Impossible. Not going to happen. We'll not tell you that Jeff Lebby is the guy for this job just yet. Not going to do it. But the fact that his team hasn't abandoned ship on him, to me, is, if I had to find a positive sign, that is one.
And that's what we talked about early on in the season when they started struggling, is the key for this team is not really about wins and losses anymore, because those were going to be hard to come by, the wins. Can he keep the team together? Can he keep a recruiting class intact and build on it? Now, the recruiting class, they've lost some pieces. It hasn't completely fallen apart, which that's a good thing. They had, you know, a little time period there where they lost, you know, Kevontae Henry and Stephen Miller and Austin Howard. To me, that was all kind of bad luck. They all went to three different places. Mm-hmm. And you didn't want to lose those guys at all. And the defense, I think, took a major hit with that. But for the most part, this class looks to be staying together. They need a few pieces to come on board and finish strong. But the team has played hard every week. There's been very few times where I've looked at this team and been like, they're kind of giving up. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't think that's really happened. So that's huge. That shows that they have belief in their coach and that he's getting through to them. He's a guy that can put forth a vision and guys are buying into it. Mm-hmm. And we'll see in the offseason just how much they buy into it, though.
Yeah.
If these guys are willing to stick around after a 2-10 season or 3-9, whatever they're fixing to be, mm-hmm. if they're willing to do that, then, man, he is selling a vision. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but if he keeps, you know, the Kevin Colemans and the Mario Cravers and Isaac Smiths and guys like that that actually look like players that people would probably tamper with and people would try to get from other rosters, mm-hmm. if those guys stay on with Mississippi State, he's done an excellent job of selling a vision. And if you're able to do that, you should be an excellent recruiter too. That means that you're able to get players in high school and junior college and transfer portal sector and bring them into this. If you're able to sell that to your current team, you should be able to sell it to recruits too, even through this tough time.
Yeah. 3-9. So are you predicting an Egg Bowl win? Is that what you're doing right now on this show?
Ooh, you just skipped over Missouri?
I'm just saying. I just figured that's what you were doing.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
At all.
Speaking
for
of recruiting,
all those Rebel listeners out there looking for bulletin board material.
And we know you're listening.
They love us.
How could you not?
We speak the truth.
We do. That is a true story. Speaking of recruiting, some big news from On3 today. They released their latest crop of recruiting rankings, and you know, some guys go up, some guys go down. A big jump for the jewel of Mississippi State's class, Noxubee County quarterback Kamario Taylor. Now the number 30 player in the country, regardless of position. Now the number 2 overall player in the state of Mississippi, behind only current Auburn commit Deuce Knight. That we'll see how long that holds on. And you know, you were talking earlier to some people at On3. Apparently, the final 5-star rankings that come out at the end of the season will have 32 5-stars.
Currently, Kamario Taylor, 30th, so he's a four-star, but that 32 five-stars. If he stays put, he'll be a five-star quarterback. He'll be the highest-rated quarterback Mississippi State has ever signed.
And probably going to be that anyways.
I'm going to start here, though. You've seen this guy play. You've seen him on the field. You know, when you see him play, do you see that level of talent?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I saw him when he was in ninth grade at Jeffrey Simmons' football camp.
Okay.
One summer. First time I ever saw Kamario.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked different out there. Now, he's come a long way since then. His rise reminds me of Jeff. Mm-hmm. You know, Jeff was like that. Jeff was in ninth grade, was a good player, but I don't know if I ever saw five-star talent with Jeffrey until the start of his senior season. He just hit another level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I see with Kamario. You know, I covered him some his sophomore year. I watched him at the beginning of last year against Starkville, and I thought he was good. I saw him at the end of the year, and I saw a bona fide SEC guy in the state championship game. I called that game on the radio against Winona. Mm-hmm. They lost that game. And if you go back to the state championship the year before, they were going up against that Raleigh team
mm-hmm.
with Suntareen Perkins yeah. And Kamario and Suntareen were just back and forth.
Yeah.
And Knoxby put a charge in them. A lot of people didn't think Knoxby had a chance in that game. And they were going into that game against Winona, and a lot of people felt kind of the same way. And Kamario kept them in that ball game and was throwing 60-yard darts. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was mesmerized with what I was seeing. The guy has an arm unlike anybody I've ever seen come to Mississippi State. And what I saw from that point to the first week of the season this year mm-hmm. when they played Starkville, the maturation really started to take off. Knoxby's 9-2 this year.
Mm-hmm.
They lost virtually all their starting receivers yeah. from last season.
And both their losses are to Starkville and West Point, right? So they've lost to two.
I believe that's right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think
sure
West
right.
Point was the other one, yeah.
So, I mean, that's
beat
two
Louisville.
Teams, that's two teams that are above them in terms of the classification.
And I don't want to take a lot from his team because I think that he has some good pieces around him, but this was like a lot of new faces on offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his brother's out there, but his brother was, I think, back up last year. He's done a really good job this season. Kamario has really developed as a leader, and he's developed his game, too, beyond just going out there and just being, you know, bigger, have a stronger arm, all that stuff. He's become more of a runner. He's, this year, probably closing in on 1,000 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Looked incredible against Starkville, and they lost that ball game. But he is, even within this year, has really developed, and I absolutely see a five-star. I've been as high on this kid as anybody. I've been just pounding the table for this guy to get recognized, and thank God we have Charles Power on our team
mm-hmm.
because he has been at the forefront of this kid's recruitment. He was high on him back whenever he was a sophomore, junior in high school. And now he is almost 100 spots higher than the second best ranking that he has, which is 247. He's 122nd.
Yeah.
He's the number 7 quarterback, which Rivals actually has him the number 6 quarterback in the country, mm-hmm. but he's 169th overall.
Nice.
Not nice.
Wow.
So we're, you know, ESPN's a joke. He's 295th. I mean, just take them out of the rankings. But incredible. I mean, to see this rise from him as number 2 player in the state, right behind Deuce Knight, and I think he's step for step with Deuce. They're a little bit different maybe in their development right now,
mm-hmm.
but long term, Kamario can be the best quarterback that's come out of here in a while.
So let's ask the question that maybe where the controversy lies, because for the last year plus, the number 1 player in the state has been Caleb Cunningham, the receiver out of Ackerman, out of Choctaw County. You have seen both of these guys play. If you were doing the ranking, is that accurate? Would you put Taylor ahead of Caleb at this point?
Maybe just because of the position mm-hmm. that he plays. And, you know, I just think quarterback just garners a little more attention.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have the ball in his hands. If you're a great quarterback, that holds, to me, way more weight than being a great wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
the quarterback gets the ball in his hands every single play. It's the most important position on the team. So, yeah, I mean, if Camario is who we think he is, he should be right there as the top player in the state. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Caleb's a great player in his own right. Another kid that, you know, I've seen play, and you could see it very early, just the athleticism, some of the natural ability that he had that just doesn't come around all that often, mm-hmm. Especially around here. You know, Camario's just like that. I think I would give Camario a bit of an edge. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Caleb is, what, 3 or 4 spots behind him overall? Yeah. So, they're right there.
Mississippi guys in the top 35. I mean, it's a good year in the state to have that many top guys. And then in
all offensive skill guys.
You got 4 in the top 100 because the Kylan Deere is, number 69 nationally.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, again, all skill guys. You got 2 quarterbacks, a receiver, and a running back. And then just in terms of 4 stars in the state on 3, you've got 9 4 stars in the state. That's pretty good. You know. And then Tyshawn Willis, Mario Nash, London Simmons are all – right there on the border of being a 4 star.
The one I really disagree with our guys about is Tyshawn Willis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're lower on him than I think everybody.
Let's have a look.
I don't know what the hang up is on him, if we're overlooking him or what.
Again, not really. Well, I mean, no, ESPN has him as a 4 star. So interesting.
You know, us and Rivals have him as a 3, and Rivals I guess has him the lowest of anybody. 16th. Yeah. In Rivals, that's
24/7 has him as the number 4 overall player in the state.
Yeah, 78th national
behind Caleb, Deuce, and Akilah. Now they have Camario 5th. They have
him and he's a mid 4 star.
Yeah,
on 24/7, I mean, he's a top 80 player.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's a top 100 guy, but he's certainly a top 300.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. That's a guy that if he comes in and does his work in the off season, he can play. I mean, he's a grown man right now. I don't know if you've seen him play.
Well, his numbers are just so stupid, which they should be.
He has no business being in 1A.
If you're an SEC football player playing 1A football, you should dominate every snap, and that's what he's doing, though.
It's hard to imagine them not being in Hattiesburg in a couple of weeks. So, if you know, you'll be able to see him in the state championship game, but he is a grown man.
Yeah.
But Tyler Lockhart also inside the top 300. He moved up a couple of spots, 162nd nationally. I saw him on Friday. Great looking kid. Willie Gay's my comp. I don't know if he reaches that potential, but that's the kind of, you know, player I think he could be. I think he can be even more productive than Willie, because Willie didn't get to show it all at Mississippi State. He had the issues with the suspension and stuff like that. But Tyler, I think you look on the field on Friday night, and I saw 2 SEC guys, Caleb Cunningham and Tyler Lockhart. If I had no clue who either one of those guys were, and which I did coming in, but if I had no clue who either one of those guys were, and I just walked into the stadium and I looked at them, immediately I would be able to say, that's an SEC guy and that's an SEC guy. You can tell. You can usually tell if you got difference makers at those on the field, and that's what you have with Tyler Lockhart. Had a really good game too against Choctaw County. Just, you know, very young team he was on this year at Winona. Mm-hmm. I'm really high on Tyler Lockhart. I think he has a chance to be really good at Mississippi State.
The Taylor thing is just interesting to me to see how far he's skyrocketed. Not quite the same as Chris Jones, who went from, you know, sort of a complete unknown to the number 2 player in the country. You know, Taylor started off a little higher and hasn't gotten as high, but it has been an interesting thing. The Cunningham thing, you know, there's going to be people losing their minds about that, because I mean, he's been number 1 in the state for 2 years basically.
And hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah, he's still a great player. So yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with him, really, because his season's been fantastic. I mean, people have not been able to cover him even with 2 guys. Choctaw County has found ways to get him the ball.
Yeah,
and a lot of it has to do with how talented Choctaw County is. They have so many pieces; it's tough to double him because somebody else is going to make a big play.
Yeah,
but I think it has more to do with the fact that Camario's just been so good.
Yeah,
and Knox will be has always had good football teams, you know, since I've been covering them, probably the last 20 years or so. They've had talent, they've had really good teams. Mm-hmm. But still, I think Camario elevates that team. Without Camario Taylor, you know, I think that's a 6-win team, maybe.
Mm.
I think he is the difference maker for that team. If you put I think Choctaw County and Knoxville have a chance to meet in Hattiesburg. And we'll see. I think it's heading to be Choctaw County, East Webster, and North State. We'll see what happens this week. But mm-hmm. if Choctaw County goes head to head with Knoxville, people are going to be surprised how good Choctaw County looks getting off the bus compared to Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
I think top to bottom, I think Choctaw County has the dudes. And Knoxville, what puts them over the top is this guy.
Okay.
So, if you've never seen Camario Taylor play, you need to, because, like I said, when you see Caleb Cunningham, Tyler Lockhart on the field, you see SEC guys, that's what you'll see when you see Camario Taylor. It's easily distinguishable when you walk through the gates.
All right. Good stuff. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by the good folks over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats over there in the Cotton District. One of Robbie and I's favorite places to go. We go there probably. I won't say too often, but it's a lot. We go.
It is a lot.
We enjoy eating there. We also enjoy eating at the Older Brother, the newest restaurant in town, and maybe the best right off the top. We love a fancy sandwich here on Thunder and Lightning. We love pork rind nachos here on Thunder and Lightning. Good thing we have Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother to fill those holes in our life. You know. It's a solitary and depressing existence that we leave, but thankfully we have two brothers and the older brother. That sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think depressing life is definitely fits the bill.
Somebody, I went to the doctor today, and they were checking my blood pressure. They're like, been a lot of stress on you? And I was like, well, you know, this Mississippi State season hasn't helped.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, you're right about that.
And what do you expect?
Sorry.
We're on edge.
I'm fine.
Shut up!
Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, two of my favorite places, two of Robbie's favorite places here in Starkville. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing now for 50 years.
50?
50. When they talk about knowing how to take care of their customers, 50 years of experience kind of tells the tale for that one. If you need technology for your business, give them a call. And then if you need service, it's just a phone call away. And it's the same number. And it's the same people. And it's not on hold for 45 minutes. And it's not, all right, we'll be there in a week or so once we get this everything processed. They can take care of your problems a lot of times the same day. Imagine if your copier broke and somebody told you it's going to be a week before they could fix it. Why would you do business with anybody like that when you can do business with someone who's like, hey, yeah, we'll be there tomorrow? Seems like an easy choice to me. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you're at the games this fall, this winter, this spring, a trip to Marunico is a must. And before Christmas gets here, a trip to Marunico is a must as well. You can put everything you need under the tree for the Mississippi State fans in your life. And fellas, ladies, you know you're going to be getting maroon and white gear this Christmas season. Get it at Marunico and save a little money with our promo code THUNDER15, 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to any game at Mississippi State, make sure you've gone to Marunico. Two games behind in the SEC picks is where I find myself. Oh, no, you just don't even make a noise over there. All right? You should be three games up, but you decided to play your little defense over there.
Oh.
So, all right.
I mean, I got a two-game lead. I can't get too stupid.
I'm just saying. Picking Georgia would not have been stupid. That would have been a good pick.
Would it?
Yeah.
The team that looked like dog crap against Ole Miss.
So, all right.
Well, yeah, hindsight's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's go to there's a number.
It should have been a great pick for you. Why didn't you pick Georgia?
I really thought Tennessee was going to win. I really did.
I did, too.
I don't know if I believe you.
I don't trust Georgia, okay?
Okay. Well, you can trust them this week.
So, I do now that they've had their Tim Tebow moment.
They got their mojo back.
Yes, they did.
Mojo. All right. So we got some games that we're obviously going to go the SEC school. This Georgia plays UMass. We'll take the Bulldogs.
UMass has almost played more SEC games than Mississippi State.
They've played three.
It's crazy.
UTEP at Tennessee. We'll take the Vols. Wofford at South Carolina. Wofford mascot, go.
Terrier.
Yeah. We'll take the game. The Gamecocks there. And that it? Oh, we'll talk about it. Louisiana Tech at Arkansas. La Tech is 4-6, so they got to win out to go to a bowl game. Same with Arkansas. Arkansas needs one more win to be bowl eligible. I have no idea what Arkansas is going to do when we get to the end of the season. They could fire Pittman, and I'd be like, all right, they made the right move. But if they could bring him back and be like, well, they did get better this year. I have no idea what they're going to do. I
think they're kind of stuck in purgatory.
Yeah.
He's.
They needed him to lose this year.
I mean, last year they really needed to fire him.
Yeah.
But now you got, like, Bobby Petrino's made the offense solid, and they're not, you know, they're losing to who they're supposed to lose to. They're not really losing games they shouldn't lose. So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I imagine they keep him.
Yeah, it feels like that's where it's trending. We'll both take the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, now the games that we may have some debate about.
They play Missouri next week, is that right?
Yes. They're number 11, Ole Miss at Florida. Gator showing some signs of life.
Yeah.
8 sacks this weekend against LSU, against the sack masters from Ole Miss. They get after the quarterback. But Lagway maybe gives you a little bit of an opportunity there to run some QB stuff and get away from that ridiculous pass rush that Ole Miss has. I'll go first. I really want to talk myself into something here, but I can't bring myself to do it. I'm going to take the Rebels.
Yeah, you know, we gave a little bit of a hint about this on Monday's show. Mm-hmm. If this was at nighttime in the swamp, you know, I feel pretty good about Florida in this game, mm-hmm. but they just haven't shown enough for me to think they're going to beat an Ole Miss team that has been really solid on both sides of the ball. And the defense especially has just been elite for Ole Miss this year. It wouldn't totally shock me if Florida won this game. I can't predict it.
So you're taking the Rebs?
Yeah.
All right. 2:30 on ABC. Why? I don't know. Kentucky at Texas.
Everybody's got to have an ABC game, I guess.
Did Mississippi State have one?
Yeah, they have one next week.
Oh, yeah.
Egg Bowl is.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I think the Texas game was on ABC too, wasn't it?
Mm-mm.
Was it not?
SEC Network.
Okay, well then I'm going to get one on ABC.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, come on. I don't even know why I brought this one up. Texas.
Yeah, Kentucky stinks.
Yeah. Although Kentucky does have the best upset win in the conference this year.
They do. That win could cost Ole Miss.
Number 10, Alabama at Oklahoma. I mean, most years this would be incredible. Alabama going to Oklahoma, but not this year. Oklahoma just not very good. Alabama has gotten a lot of juice. They are now, I think, the betting favorite to win the SEC at this point. I think people think if they get to the SEC championship game, they can beat Texas. I agree with that.
What a weird year. You beat Georgia, you lose to Vandy.
It's the same as Ole Miss, right? It's like they've had these ups and downs, and like they had a loss where we're like, oh, God, that could be the end of their season, and they found a way to bounce back from it.
This is just the new age of college football, man. Like, yeah. There just is no team that is safe from, like, just having a dominant year. Like,
I agree.
It doesn't happen anymore.
So, both take the Crimson Tide here?
Yeah.
All right. I told you yesterday I thought Missouri, Mississippi State could be a fishy line of the week for us on Sports Talk Mississippi. So could this. Texas A&M at Auburn. A&M only a 2.5-point favorite in this game. Now, we've talked about this before. You're talking about being a night game. Night games at Auburn can be tricky. That's a tough environment at night, and if the Auburn fans show up, that's going to be something. Now, that being said, are the Auburn fans going to show up? They're 4-6 on the year. A&M still controls its own destiny to make the SEC championship game. They just have to win out. Is something up here? What's going on?
Auburn's defense is good. I do think it's going to be a great crowd. A&M ahead of Texas. Are they going to be looking towards that game a little bit? It's a scary game. It's a scary game for sure. And A&M on the road this year, you know, what have they done? They've beaten...
Well, I mean, they beat...
LSU at home.
Yeah, they lost South Carolina on the road. Who have they played on the road? Yeah, you know, they played the neutral site game with Arkansas.
They lost Notre Dame at home.
That was at home, yeah. So let me here's A&M's road games this year. They won at Florida. They played a neutral site game with Arkansas. They won here at Mississippi State, and then their last road game is this one.
I mean, what a draw!
Yeah, I mean, I think. So who are you taking?
I think I'll go A&M.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't.
I can't pull the trigger on Auburn. The numbers don't really bear out their record. Like
for Auburn,
yeah, they have a 1,000-yard rusher. Their offensive numbers aren't totally terrible. Their defense is solid.
I think they're on a pace, Robbie. I could be wrong, but they may be the first team. They may be a team that finishes higher than any team before them in total offense and total defense and misses a ball.
Yeah. They've just found ways to lose.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that they're that far off.
Yeah. Oh, if they had a better quarterback, they would be in a bowl game. It's
quarterback play.
We
racked our brain and could not figure out why Hugh Freeze would not go after a quarterback last year because they were getting all these other positions.
If they had a healthy Blake Shapen at Auburn, they would be in a bowl game easily.
Yeah, I could see that.
Easily.
Yeah, but I think they'll find a way to lose this one. I mean, that's just what they've done this year.
Yeah. So we'll both take the Aggies. I really need to be one down. I don't want to have to pick all these stupid rivalry games next week.
Why don't you pick Vanderbilt and LSU?
I'm thinking about it. I am considering it. LSU is on the ropes right now. Like that's not a good situation there. Like they're ready
to have Brian Kelly's head on a stick and roast it
in the gumbo.
That's right. Instead of
gosh.
Roasting a pig, it's just gonna be him tied up with an apple
LSU
in his mouth.
LSU was playing Auburn. If they were playing not Kentucky, who else is like kind of mid in the SEC? I guess that's really it. Maybe Oklahoma. Mizzou. They play Oklahoma next week. Mizzou. I might take them to lose this game. It's tough. And I think some of that's helmet bias, right?
Yeah.
Like I know Vanderbilt's a better team than I'm giving them credit for. I just that would be what would that be four losses in a row?
LSU,
is that right?
A&M,
Alabama,
and yeah, that'd be four.
They didn't have a game between Alabama and A&M. A&M, Alabama. No, it would be four losses. I can't see that happening. I can't pull the trigger.
Buddy, if they lose to Vandy, he's gone.
They might come up with the money at that point.
I think they will.
Yeah.
Like I don't think they're going to stand for six. Well,
they'd have a chance to finish 7-5.
They could finish 7-5.
But even so,
they play Arkansas next week.
No, they play Oklahoma last.
Oklahoma, that's
they've
right.
They've already played Arkansas.
That's right.
They've already beaten it.
Why are they playing Oklahoma last? Arkansas has been the last game, hasn't it?
Because Arkansas. No, A&M Arkansas, was always the last game.
That's right.
Arkansas, now, Missouri. Has Texas.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that makes sense.
LSU is that school that like everybody hates, but they don't really have a rival. Now, I guess their biggest rival is, I mean, they're technically historically beat Ole Miss.
Yeah.
But Ole Miss is never going to finish the season with LSU. So I can't pull the trigger. I'll take LSU.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to do. Vandy winning in Tiger Stadium.
I'm picking two upsets in rivalry weekend next week, I guess. That's just the way it's going to have to be. I'm going to pick Vanderbilt over Tennessee and Georgia Tech over Georgia, I guess. I don't know.
Welcome to what I did last year. Remember last year I picked all the – if I would have just – if I would have just played it relatively safe.
I've done it before, though. I've come from behind and won on rivalry weekend against Bob once.
There was a game. It was Kentucky-Louisville, I think.
That was the one that killed you.
That I was like – I'll pick Louisville.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
It was Kentucky. No, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Kentucky won, yeah.
Yeah, and I picked Louisville, and it was, like, obvious.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, we'll see what happens next week. More than likely, I'm going to be buying Robbie's dinner. We'll see what happens. Tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. You know what to do. Get them in, and we'll answer your questions on tomorrow's show. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Bye.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.